My positive thought and politics. My positive thought and politics. Personally, I'm really not greatly interested in politics. I'm not greatly interested in who's running the country. I'm not greatly interested in who the politicians are and what sort of backgrounds they have and what sort of experiences they have which enable them and ennoble them to do the task that's before them. I only know that one thing. My positive attitude toward anything in this world, including politics, is what makes politics a beneficial thing for me and my life. Now, for years, I have been going to Nigeria, and as I would go to Nigeria, I'd speak to the people there who were having great difficulties with their governmental people. And I would say to the people, say to yourself, we have the most ideal legislators in the world governing Nigeria. We have the most competent, capable, responsible, loving, unconditionally loving legislators operating Nigeria, operating our government here. And as I would say this to them, little by little, the conditions that they were experiencing began to right themselves. Now, it's not what I said. It's what they said when they took from me what I said and applied it. It's just a principle. If I tell my legislators mentally that they're not worth a bean, hill of beans, they will not be worth a hill of beans for me. If I tell my legislators in my heart, in my soul, in my thinking, in my conversations with myself and my neighbors, my friends, our legislators are the most ideal men and women who could ever come and service our country, who could ever speak to the needs of our people, to the needs of our country, to the growth and to the benefit of our country here. Wonderful. Now, I said that to the young people. I spoke before many schools, and as I spoke before these schools, I told these young people that they were the future of their country, and that their country was run currently by ideal businessmen, ideal legislators. And so they went home and they told their parents, who were the legislators, because they were the ones who could afford to send their children to school. And the children told their parents, we have the finest legislators in the world here in Nigeria operating our government. And the parents would look chagrin at one another and then at the child, and they'd say, where'd you get such a crazy idea? Well, I heard today that if you speak positive thoughts and think positive ideas about our government, that enables our government to do a beautiful job for us. And when you speak negative thoughts about the government, that limits the government by our thought about them into doing negative things. And hey, I like the idea that we have the finest government in the world, the finest legislators in the world, the finest nation in the world. I love living here in Nigeria. I think it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. This went through all of the schools. It went through all of the people. And little by little, they put this into motion for themselves. We can all do things like this. We can all go around the world bringing positive ideas into motion for ourselves and our lives, into ourselves and our world, into ourselves and our experiences. Here in the United States, we have a number of fantastic things that have been taking place. One of them was that for the first time in the history of the United States, a Negro, a black person, took over as President of the United States. And naturally, the First Lady was a black lady. And they are the most beautiful, dynamic, capable, responsible people that we could ever want to be the President of the United States. Many people have gone against them. There are many people who wanted to be in that office, and they ran for office. They did not succeed. And they did not succeed because they did not have the miracle going for them that Obama has going for him. Obama has one purpose in mind. He thinks that everybody loves him. He thinks that everybody in the country wants the program that he has to offer. He thinks that he has a program to offer that is beneficial for the nation of the United States, beneficial for all of the states, beneficial for all the world, not just for our country, but all the world. And with this positive attitude, he has infused many other people around the world with this beautiful idea. And many other people believe in him. Other nations delight in having our president come into their country, into their legislature, and speak to them, representing the United States. How wonderful, how beautiful. An impossibility? No, it's because he believed in himself, and he had a program to bring all to the United States, a beneficial program for everyone. Now, there are many who fight him, but they don't fight him on his programs. They don't fight him on what he's really doing. They pretend to fight him on his programs. They pretend to block his programs, but they know that they're blocking the very things that are beneficial for the people of the United States. They know that in blocking the things that he is bringing up, they're doing, but they want to knock him. They want to cut him down. They want to stop him from being the marvelous, dynamic being that he is. If we were to say we have the finest legislators in the world in our government here in the United States, the United States is led by the finest political leaders that the world has ever known. And every one of these political people are interested in having our government be the finest, our nation be the finest, and whatever is beneficial to the nation, we get behind it and we support it. If ever we want to knock our president, we're doing a disservice to the country, because we elected that person into being the president of our country, into the role of legislators, and into the role of congressmen, into the role of governors, into the role of people guiding our nation and our states. If we ever speak badly about anyone who is in office, that means that we're speaking badly about ourselves. If you have someone in your world or in your company or your friendship who belittles the officers of the United States, they're not a friend of yours. They hate you because they're belittling the government of the United States. Now, if they were to say a positive statement, we have the finest legislators in the world here in the United States. We are governed by the finest people in the world here in the United States. We are governed by the ideal legislators now. That's the thing to do. That's the thing to say. If you got a sick person, you don't go in and say, well, your mommy was sick and your daddy was sick and this, you haven't got a chance of, you say, hey, they'll find a way to help you. They'll find there are cures that we haven't even thought about yet. Now, let's just put a cause in motion that you're whole and perfect, that you're wonderful, that you're fantastic, and let's give them a little support. Let's give them a little bit of help in having you be whole and perfect, having you be fantastic. And so with our nation, if we want a healthy nation, we speak healthy words about our government. We speak healthy words about the ideals that we have that govern our nation, that guide our nation, that direct our nation. We are the people, and we are the people of positive thinking. We are the people of glorious thinking. We are the people of upstanding thinking. We have values that include all the world. We want what is good for everyone in the world. And if there is any way that we can help, we're like the Star Trek Next Generation, going out and being helpful to people, nations, to moons and stars and galaxies that the world has never known about. Not to change their government, not to bring to them something that is cannot be shown to them because it's against the program, but being a blessing to them, uplifting them by positive thinking, telling them to believe in themselves, telling them to believe in their own ability, because every nation had its own ability, and it believed in it, and it grew to the point where it became a very sound and a very marvelous nation, a field of government for people. This is for us. This is what we believe in. This is what we are. If you ever belittle your government, you're doing yourself a disservice. If you ever belittle any of your legislators, you're doing yourself a good disservice. You say, my legislators are good men, good women, fantastic beings, always interested in the country. Now, does Hillary Clinton want to become president because she's a woman, going to be the first woman, or because her husband had been president, or because she likes being president, or is she going to be the president because she believes in the country, and she believes in what we stand for, and she believes in all of that, and she is only interested in the best for the country? If that's the case, then bless her. Don't support her or knock her. Just say she believes in what's for the best. Obama believes in what's for the best. Our past presidents and our past governmenting officials all believed in what is best. And sometimes what they were working on, because they were not going straight to the jugular vein, they went a little bit around the corner and they tried to force things to happen rather than speaking their word and saying, it is done now. All is in divine order right now. All is in divine order right now. And as they would say these things, these experiences would happen in their world, in their time. Many of us have lived through many presidents. We've lived through many wars. We've lived through many experiences in our world, in our nation. We've lived through many experiences in our home, in our life, in our family. And always when we said, all is in divine order, great. When we believed in our family and supported them and stood by them and never spoke badly about our family. We never speak badly about our mother, our father, our sisters, or brothers. We never speak badly about our family. And our country is the same way as our family. We never speak badly about it. Our government and officials are our family, and we only speak well about them. We are a country of beautiful people. We are a country founded on principles, and we are a country that lives on principle. And every day we say to ourselves, all is in divine order right now. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And as we say that, so that is our experience. Have a lovely day, and know that that's your experience and my experience and our experience, and we are positive about it, and we love it. I love you. I love you. I love you.